Today is the best day in the history of ever. So let's talk about leadership. My name is Alex Red and my life is nothing but an experiment. Why do I want to talk about leadership today? I had an interesting conversation with another manager on LinkedIn the other day and he recommended to me the book Everybody Matters from Bob Chapman. If you haven't heard of the book or the person, he's actually a manager who took over the company from his father. The father bought the company, so it's not like family owned for 200 years. The father bought the company, managed it, and then Bob took over when his father died quite early. So he was forced to take over the company and run it at around the age of 30 years old. And he made a lot of mistakes first about management and leadership, but then over time he learned how things can work better for not just him as the manager or leader, but the employees and the shareholders as well. And I find this quite interesting how he does it these days. He even created a university campus kind of thing where he teaches that kind of leadership management style he's using for the company he owns. I think the whole package of companies by now is worth like $1.3 billion or something like that. He's quite successful as an entrepreneur and as a leader and as a manager. So there are obviously lessons to be learned from that person. If you don't have the money to buy the book, just go on YouTube, search for Bob Chapman, Everybody Matters, and listen to 5 or 10 of his keynotes and speeches. And you will get the core essence of the message he's delivering to the world. I'm reading the book right now. I'm in chapter 3, and most of what I've read so far is all in the keynotes. So we will see how this goes over the next course of the next chapters. I bought it because I wanted to show my support for people who come up with this kind of leadership style. The foreword of the book was written by Simon Sinek, and I studied his work as well in the past. I love what he has to say about leadership and about how you should deal with other people in the business context. So let's talk for a bit about my experience with leadership and management. First, from the perspective as an employee, I have to say I didn't appreciate managers and leaders in my career in the first 10 years, whatever that would be. I always thought they miss the point, they do something wrong, they have the wrong priorities, they don't use the potential at hand, stuff like that. I just felt like I would do it different when I would have the chance. And I felt like they treat me wrong and they treat me like a resource. They don't want to hear my input and ideas. Pretty much I was in line with all other employees out there in the world. So don't feel foolish if you do the same thing. I did it as well. And leadership is a simple concept if you're an employee and you don't have to lead. But if you're a leader, if you're a manager, you have all these constraints you have to balance. It's not just, I want to make my team happy and be best friend of my employees. And there are actually schools of thought that say you have to be an asshole as a boss so they don't like you too much, so they fear you, so they work harder to make you happy and keep the job and stuff like that. That does work for some companies, but it's obviously from a social point of view, bullshit. And if you run a company like that, you should really go on a vacation and think about your attitude about why we have companies and what the goal of a company should be and what society is about and the collaboration and cooperation between people. Because that's just not how it's supposed to be. I'm sorry to say that. And I'm not pointing my fingers at you. I'm also pointing it at me because I fell in the same trap. And that's actually my next point. First, you judge your manager, your leader, because you're obviously on the lower end of the pyramid and the hierarchy, right? Then you get the chance to lead. Most likely at the beginning, it will just be a project or a small team. And the moment you switch side from, hey, I'm part of the group, and then, hey, I'm leading the group, you become a different person. Like, it happens to lots of people, not to all of them, but it happened to me as well. As soon as you become a manager, you act like the other managers around you. That's what I'm saying. So be very cautious about for which manager you work. If you have the chance to work for a manager where you get the feeling that the spirit, the values, the beliefs in the company are really good, and the people love working there, they enjoy their day, they go into the company with a smile, and they go out, they leave the company in the afternoon with an even bigger smile, you should work for that company, and you should watch what the boss is doing, what the CEO, what the leader is doing, because he is doing something exceptionally right, and you want to know what that is. If you work for a dumb-ass stupid boss who is just kicking around his employees, not listening to anybody, trying to squeeze out the last drop of blood out of them, you will mirror that behavior as soon as you have a chance. Even though you hate it, and you swear to God you will never ever behave like this asshole who was your boss, chances are, when you become a boss, because you don't know any better, you will just copy what you have experienced in the past. That's also why lots of people say, well, my parents, I never will be like my parents. And then as they grow older, they become their parents. It's what they have learned over years. It's just programmed in their mind. And it's very, very hard to get this out of your brain. So the best thing you can do when you're young, you can pick your job based on the manager, on the leader you're working for. If you don't make as much money, it's not a problem. As an employee without any responsibility as a manager or leader, you won't make much money anyway in life. And as soon as you get the chance to manage or lead something, you will need the skills you learn from that exceptional leader, and not the skills you learn from that dumb asshole who is kicking around his people. So yeah, I just can repeat it over and over. I did not really make the mistake. I was so preoccupied with myself that I didn't watch my managers and leaders too closely. I was just thinking, well, I can do it better. And so I missed the opportunity of learning from them. Some of them I think were really good, and they're still successful business people. Others not so much. Obviously, there's always some are good, some are not so good. In the end, I have to say and I have to admit, as an employee, I was not fair to them. I felt like I know what I want from a leader, and I demanded it from the leader without telling them really. Because you can't tell your boss what you're demanding, otherwise you're fired anyway, right? Yeah, the whole relationship is just broken, and I never had a boss or manager who opened the conversation in a way that we could work together, join forces, and get stuff done. It was always two animals, like, watching each other, trying to find out if they can hunt together or if they fight each other. I'm sorry, I cannot find a better example on how to describe it, but that's what it was for me. And that situation was not very fruitful for both sides. So they did never get the full potential from my end, and I never could develop my full potential under their supervision, because we both missed out a lot. And why do I say this so openly? I try to help you prevent the same mistakes I made in the past. My last engagement in Africa, where I was running a company or building a company, I went in with the very best intentions. And in the first country, I had a good relationship with all people in the company. And then when I opened the second country, the attitude of the people in this country were different. And also, I was like the sole manager there, so I was actually doing all the work myself. And obviously, when you work very hard, you get stressed and you don't have the time and the mental, emotional, empathy, energy to deal with everybody all the time the way you should. And then things can become ugly. They did not become too ugly, There were a few people they did not fit in, and there were a few others they fit in. But in the end of the day, I realized again, even at this age, studied leadership for 20 years, had so many examples in front of me, above me, under me, left and right of me, it's still so hard to execute what you actually know is right to do as a leader. And the only thing I can say is never give up trying. Always have the balls to do the right thing and eat the consequences, like be responsible. We had it before. Always own the result of your actions and never fall into this, yeah, well, if the nice way doesn't work, we do it the hard way. If you start doing it the hard way, you lost it. And not everybody else lost it, because now you're the tough guy. You lost it because you broke your habit of being a real leader and you became a resource manager, ass-kicking asshole instead. So your loss, not everybody else's loss. Another shout out to Bob Chapman, Everybody Matters. He runs a company and it seems his employees, and there are thousands of them, are really happy. They enjoy what they do. They have the chance to bring all their experience, knowledge, ideas into that company to make it prosper. It's actually super profitable and growing fast. So it's possible. And I'm so happy that I got that book recommendation, and I love reading it because it tells me it's possible. Even though I have not found it, even at my age, looking into 20 companies plus, there is opportunity out there. There is the right company out there, and there are some people out there to work with. The only thing is you have to find them and look for them. Don't apply for the next best job, which is in your city or village, and get this job and work there 20 years complaining. If your job isn't what you're looking for, and by that I mostly mean your boss, because we had it before, you learn to love what needs to be done. So you can love pretty much every job when the environment is right, and the environment is defined by the leadership in that company. Pick your next destination based on the leadership, on the leaders, on the managers in that company. And the easiest way to see if they succeed or not is talk to a few of these employees, of your future colleagues. Never ever go into a company, I will not do this again ever, without talking to at least 5 employees. And even if you just wait at the front door when they finish their daily work and they walk out there, watch the faces, talk to a few with a smile on the face, and talk to a few who look a bit grumpy that day, and try to find out if that smile or grumpiness came from the company or whatever happened. I mean, it might be personal. Don't push them too hard. You don't want to get arrested for hunting down employees at the front door. But it's, again, own the responsibility. It's your responsibility to find the leader you can prosper under and you can grow with together. Accept that challenge, accept that responsibility. Try your very best to find them. And as soon as you get the chance to be a leader, be nice to people. Don't let them use you. There are obviously leaders who suffer because they try to make it right for everybody, and that's impossible, as we all know. There is a gameplay at hand. And there are some rules, and the rules need to be fair for both sides, and then you can work with them. It doesn't mean whatever they want, you give it to them. That's not how you please employee, how you lead. So look into the topic if you don't know how leadership works, and don't look for the sharky, get rich quick, how to trick people into working hard books. Look for books from Simon Sinek, look for the book from Bob Chapman. And if you start with one or two names, you will find others who have the same line of thinking. And trust me on this one, if you want to start a career, if you're struggling right now in the middle management position somewhere, this is a very good advice and a very good way of finding your next step and your next move in your business life. My question for you is, what is your leadership style? Do you have one yet? You have any questions? Write them in the comments. If you have a story to tell, let me know and we do an interview. To connect with me on LinkedIn, type in alex.red in the address bar of your browser and hit the connect button after you've logged in. Today is not just the best day in the history of ever, it's the first day of the rest of your life. Lead it and enjoy it.